More cases of cyclosporiasis confirmed in Oklahoma. And the DOJ investigates broken arrow after a mosque permit was rejected. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, July 29th. I'm McDaniels. Oklahoma has confirmed nearly 300 cases of cyclosporiasis. The State Department of Health says there have been 298 confirmed cases and 5 probable cases. So far, there have been 18 hospitalizations from the bacterial infection this year. The illness is caused by a parasite spread through contaminated food or water, often fresh produce. Health officials recommend washing fruits and vegetables and practicing good hand hygiene to reduce the risk of infection. Oklahomans will vote next month on a ballot measure that could make changes to how municipalities are reimbursed for state tax exemptions. Supporters say the measure will help control state finances. Opponents worry about potential funding cuts for schools. Abigail Sikowski reports.
In 1985, Oklahoma voters approved a measure that exempts new or expanding manufacturing facilities from state property taxes for 5 years. The state is required to reimburse local entities, like public schools, for the lost revenue. But lawmakers like Republican House Speaker Kyle Hilbert say the program's costs have gotten out of hand, especially as the benefits are concentrated in a few counties. State Question 844 asks voters to give the legislature the authority to redo the reimbursement process. School leaders like Pryor School Superintendent Lisa Mueller fear districts could face layoffs and reduced course offerings as a result. The deadline to register to vote in the August election is Friday. I'm Abigail Sikowski.
The U.S. Department of Justice is investigating Broken Arrow after city leaders rejected an application to build a mosque in the city. Natalie Armour has details.
The investigation comes after the Broken Arrow City Council in January rejected the Islamic Society of Tulsa's application to build a mosque in the city. Earlier this month, Broken Arrow leaders received a letter from a DOJ official stating the department will investigate how the city's zoning laws treat religious land uses. The DOJ will review city zoning laws to ensure they meet the requirements of the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act, which was passed into federal law in 2000. The act protects individuals, places of worship, and other religious institutions from discrimination in zoning and landmarking laws. Broken Arrow City Council will meet on August 3rd to discuss the investigation in executive session. I'm Natalie Armour.
Late last year, a pair of Oklahoma companies sued CompSource Mutual Insurance over its plan to reorganize into a stock company. Now Lionel Ramos reports lawyers representing the plaintiffs say the state's top insurance official may have been involved in helping set the plan in motion.
CompSource Mutual is an insurance company writing workers' compensation premiums to Oklahoma businesses. Last year, it became the center of heated litigation when a group of its policyholders sued their own board leadership aiming to halt its plans of reorganizing into a stock company. As the latest effort, plaintiff lawyers point to private 2024 text messages between Oklahoma Insurance Commissioner Glenn Mulready and a sitting legislator to say the commissioner advocated for a law that year to clear the way for CompSource's plan, despite his role as an independent regulator. Mulready denies the allegations.
It's quite a stretch to say that I was advocating for it. During the legislative session, very, very regularly, I'll get a call or a text from a legislator. If it has anything to do with insurance, they might be calling me to say, is this your bill? Are you guys moving this? Or who's behind this?
Mulready says the messages in question indicate the first time he heard CompSource was planning to reorganize. I'm Lionel Ramos.
A temporary restraining order is in place in Oklahoma County District Court blocking CompSource from moving forward with its policyholder vote to reorganize until litigation is resolved. Read more news at KGOU.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.